For Discovery News, I'm Will Johnson. A lot of interesting news coming out of the annual meeting of the Geological Society of America in Denver this week. Here joining us is Discovery News Larry O'Hanlon. And Larry, one of the big stories coming out this week is evidence from a new report, new study in India, that it was actually a volcanic eruption that may have killed off the dinosaurs. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. It's some ongoing work, and the latest in that work from a bunch of scientists all over the world. It's not a done deal that crater in Mexico, in the Gulf of Mexico, Chicxulub, isn't the killer, but these folks are mounting a lot of pretty good fight against that, saying that, well, that wasn't timed right, but instead what's called the Deccan Traps. Traps are these flows of black lava, basalt is the kind, and in India, the Deccan Traps are this gigantic flow of lava that occurred right about the same time that the dinosaurs disappeared. And it's been thought for years that they were a possible source of the death of the dinosaurs, at least all the gases they gave off and burning things that would have caused huge amounts of greenhouse gases to be released in the atmosphere and would have caused climate change, just like the kind of thing we're worried about today, just different cause. Well, the trick was getting the timing of those eruptions just right and being able to pin it down. What these folks have done, and this is led by Gerda Keller out of Princeton University, they went to the Bay of Bengal, the east coast of India, which is opposite from where these eruptions started, and they found the most distant parts of these, the biggest of these eruptions, and they drill down and they look at the top, the very top layers of Earth right after the eruption stopped, the biggest one, and they found little tiny fossils of animals that are, or living things, I should say, I don't know if they're animals, but they that things that evolved immediately after whatever that mass extinction event was, right, that killed off the dinosaurs. So they found these are the things that they are known to have come about right after that die-off, and here they are right at the top of that layer of lava.
All right. Now, Larry, is this idea of a volcano causing the extinction of dinosaurs necessarily a new idea?
Well, it's not new. I mean, it's been around, but it's been hard to argue it. I mean, there's an iridium layer at 65 million years ago, which is believed to have come from space. That's what kind of put the meteor as the primary cause for that extinction. But the problem is there are other big events of bigger die-offs in the history of the Earth that are believed to be from perhaps big volcanic eruptions. So, I mean, volcanic eruptions may be a little more mundane to some folks, but not necessarily. I mean, the Deccan Traps, there's another that's called the Siberian Traps. There's other places that are really, really huge, and they're nothing like we've ever seen. They've never happened in human times. These are just enormous eruptions that go on for millions of years sometimes. We haven't got anything on Earth happening like that now.
But this theory doesn't necessarily disprove the idea of the meteor and the.
Yeah, it's what it might get to depending on how much more evidence they can gather on this and how much more support they can get. It could be perhaps another smoking gun. It might be there was various things going on. But certainly, if they can get the timing really refined on from the bottom and top of these layers and really work it out, which they're still trying to do from the bottom side. If they can do that, then they might be able to really say, okay, here it is. You know, this is a smoking gun, just like that Chicxulub. But this smoking gun was a lot more smoke. So it's maybe a bigger cause. So it's still debatable, but over the years, they've been finding more and more evidence to suggest that maybe this impact didn't do it.
Well, and you know, this is obviously very recent research. I recall we spoke not too long ago about another more research that had come out speaking of the fact that maybe it was a combination of factors that led to the extinction of dinosaurs.
Yeah, I believe it was last year at this very same meeting there was a paper along those lines. They were kind of a statistical study where they were looking at combinations of effects, you know, kind of 1-2 punches, more than just one punch that would knock out things and cause these mass extinctions. It seemed in that study, which is an entirely different kind of work, but they seem to make a pretty good argument that it's not as simple as one thing, and it maybe we're oversimplifying it a little bit when we think in those terms.
The debate goes on. All right, Larry O'Hanlon, Discovery News, Larry O'Hanlon, thanks very much.
Thanks, Will.
And for Discovery News, I'm Will Johnson.